Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking and technology. Hold on to your hats, folks, because today we're diving headfirst into the energy-guzzling world of AI. It's not just about algorithms and code anymore. It's about kilowatts, megawatts, and maybe even gigawatts.
Whoa, hold on a sec. AI needs that much power. I thought it was all just, you know, happening in the cloud, like magic.
Cloud magic needs electricity, my friend. This Barclays report is eye-opening. Apparently, data centers, the homes of our beloved AI, are about to become serious energy hogs. We're talking about potentially tripling U.S. data center energy demand by 2030. Tripling.
Tripling. That's insane. But most data centers aren't even doing AI stuff yet, right? So where's this massive surge in demand coming from?
Exactly. The IEA says data centers currently use about 1-1.5% of the world's electricity. But with AI spreading like wildfire, Barclays predicts U.S. data center energy demand could jump from around 160 terawatt hours in 2023 to a whopping 560 terawatt hours by 2030. That's a lot of power.
Got it. So 13% of current U.S. electricity demand. But won't overall demand grow too? Meaning AI could take an even bigger bite of the energy pie in the future, right?
Precisely. And that, my friend, is where the real challenge lies. Where are we going to get all this extra juice? Nuclear seems to be the front runner, according to the article. Clean, but, you know, complicated.
Yeah, nuclear has its own set of issues, no doubt. But this whole thing raises a bigger question for me. Is this AI gold rush worth the energy cost? Are we just creating a digital monster that will devour all our resources?
Interesting point. A digital monster. I like that. It's a valid concern, for sure. I mean, think about it. Bottlenecks are already popping up in places like Virginia, where data centers are clustering. What happens when this demand explodes? Are we ready for it? I'm not so sure.
Me neither. It seems like we're rushing headfirst into this AI revolution without really thinking about the long-term consequences. Maybe we need to pump the brakes a bit, figure out a sustainable path forward, or at least invest heavily in clean energy sources.
Absolutely. We can't just keep building data centers and hope for the best. This Barclays report is a wake-up call. We need to have a serious conversation about how to power this AI future responsibly. Otherwise, we might end up with a very dark, very powerless future.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Food for thought, listeners. Food for thought.
And that's all the time we have for today, folks. Thanks for tuning in to Nutty's Show. Until next time, keep cooking up those delicious ideas and stay powered up. Bye.
Bye-bye.